And here we are in the studio, and it's all looking like it's happening. Hello, everybody out there. We're sitting in a very hot studio. We have very hot weather happening at the moment. Very, very hot weather.
And humid.
And humid. And we're kind of in the mountains, and we're not used to it.
But where you are listening, you could be being snowed under. There are a lot of snow days happening in the Northern Hemisphere right now.
So we were kind of thinking, you know, what does all of that mean? And does it scare you? And let's deal with that. And also we're talking about lunar eclipses as well.
Eclipse season.
Eclipse season.
Well, you're right, specifically lunar, right? Because that's what we've got dealing
with today.
So
today, tomorrow.
It's kind of like a mixed bag. I would actually like to say hi and hello to all of our new members.
Yes,
and
welcome.
Thank you. and also I'd like to have a little shout out, if you don't mind, to my cousin who joined up, and she's going in for a minor operation next week, and I just want to send her a big kiss over the airwaves.
Let's just send a big intentional...
A big zap to you. Okay. So where do we unpick this? Because will we start with the Schumann resonance and Gaia as a good start?
Sure, yeah. So I was just going over some of the research that I've been doing over the last week. Only snippets here and there, but it's a very interesting time, very intense time. We have the full moon, lunar eclipse today or tomorrow, depending on where you are in the world. And we've also got an unusual discovery that the Schumann resonance, which is the frequency in the densest parts of Mother Earth, have risen significantly. Do you remember the numbers?
The Schumann resonance classically sat at 8 hertz, which is, we can't hear that. It's a subsonic sound.
Mm.
And it's basically the sound of the planet. To put it in a nutshell. But that's about really where my science leaves, because I was really bad at science at school.
Is that the planet going om?
Yeah, it's the om of the planet. So apparently it's gone up to 32 hertz, which is still below our hearing range.
It's still below our hearing range, but it's a huge jump.
It's a big, big, big jump.
What's the hearing range? How high does it go?
I don't know. I should know that, shouldn't I? Being the music guy.
I mean, is it like 400 or is it like,
300 and...
Or down to 200. I don't know.
Or is it like, any minute now we're going to suddenly start being kept awake by the earth going on?
Yeah. now we've got we got some wind coming through trees
is
here.
That what that sound is?
Yeah,
I thought
so,
that was in the music.
But no, but it sounds like waves.
I thought that was
so
waves in the music.
It's just all working. It's all beautiful. Mm. So.
Because you were saying that in the eclipse, with the Schumann resonance, that the way to deal with it is.
So. Because this frequency is jumping significantly, we will be feeling that just as every being on Earth is. And you might be experiencing all kinds of symptoms, which are all dovetailing and all interacting with all of the other cosmic things that are occurring. And certainly we're very aware of the lunar effect. But as the frequency rises from beneath, so does our frequency, and we might feel a bit chaotic or a bit overwhelmed. Might be feeling a bit hot
or a bit cold depending where you are in the planet,
a bit anxious. There's this quickening, excited, jittery, and especially if you do like your caffeine or your stimulants, you might really be feeling it. So a good way to ensure that you're evolving with the planet, which, might sound silly because, of course, we're connected to her, but we can do it consciously or we can do it unconsciously. And it's nice to do both, I think.
is consciously more comfortable?
Consciously is, you have more awareness and more choice in what you're doing. And so, the practices that Indigenous people have of sitting on the earth, of having bare feet on the earth, of not wearing shoes at all, or of not staying up high on a high-rise building for too long. Mm-hmm. You know, just being close to Mother Earth and even doing some meditation so that you're feeling her, tuning into her energetically. And of course, we do that here at One Mind Life quite regularly.
Indeed.
That is part of the practice that I'm guided to do for us, because I'm very aware that as this spike of evolution is happening, as we're evolving and expanding, we have to be in harmony with Mother Earth. Otherwise, you know, we're countering her evolution, and that's not going to serve us, because we're natural beings, and as much as we can choose to go against the grain, it's a good time to go with and to remember our roots, to remember the wisdom and the everlasting infinite abundance of this context
of Gaia.
So
yeah.
Somebody who's in a northern hemisphere snowed under kind of situation, how do they, the meditation then would be the key way to attune with this, or would it also be about out in the cold and just kind of stand under a cold sky for a couple of minutes? It
depends whether you're, unless you're in, you know, Alaska or something at 30 below, I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, well, don't risk your life, for sure. But yeah, if you can get close to nature, I mean, it's worthwhile. Or even just sitting on the ground and intending to connect down, or intending to just feel into the snow, feel into the wind. Even if it feels harsh and feels like you don't want to, try and just bring yourself, I guess, face to face with it, knowing that you are safe.
Would water help? So, for example, would drawing a bath and just sitting in water, because the water has come from the earth and it's come through the pipes and into your house.
I'm sure water would
that,
help.
Would connecting with water help? Be
yeah,
a,
well,
a nice
any kind
way?
Of practice that has that intention, it is really about your earnest intention. That's what's going to get you connected. And it's a really good practice, and I really feel it's going to pay off for us when push comes to shove. Because I actually do believe that Mother Earth is going to evolve in quite dramatic ways very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us who are intuitive and who have developed our intuition know when it's time to go here or to go there, or to, you know, follow your intuition on what's the right step.
It's like Mother Earth. It's like a dance. If you're on the dance floor with somebody really, really big who's leading, and you're not in sync with them, it's going to be way worse for you than for them.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't think she's being angry or, you know, spiteful or judgmental at all. I think it's just the course of how it's going. And, you know, she loves us. She provides for us regardless.
So this increase of the Schumann resonance up to 32 and more, it seems to be due to a lot of sun activity as well as electrical activity in the ionosphere, extra storms and lightning and all kinds of stuff going on. So it's very stimulating.
Yeah.
It's a very stimulating state. And
that's
we are electrical creatures as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, all electrical devices, remember, they need grounding. So that's why I just wanted to reiterate the importance of, you know, if you can get your fingers in that soil, if you can take your shoes off and just stand on the ground just for a little bit and say hello to Earth.
Hey, would that work with somebody who, like, have you ever encountered people who electronics just kind of go haywire around them?
I know. I've got a very, very good friend who, when he's very happy, he blows light bulbs. And he actually put out, we were traveling once, and he actually blew out the grid in a town in Sicily that we were in. And we were laughing and talking about it, and it happened. Now, this is not just coincidence. This guy has a very long list of incidents, his friends that don't believe him just hang around long enough, and they just suddenly go, "Wow, what is he doing?"
But and do you feel different in his company? Electrified?
Maybe I'm used to it, but it's usually when he's happy. So he has an electrical thing going on.
So would grounding help someone like that? Like, for example, I've heard of people who can't use their computers because things always kind of, you know, don't behave the way they're supposed to. Like, I had a client years ago who couldn't do Skype because her computer just would not work. And she just said, this is my life. My car breaks down. My computer doesn't work. My kids don't want me touching their phones. The microwave won't work when I'm trying to use it. Anything at all. Mm. So would going out and grounding yourself have a grounding effect on your...
I don't know. Maybe she needs to put a light bulb in her mouth like Uncle Fester from the Addams Family and take the charge that way.
Maybe, there's too much charge, or discharge it somehow.
Well, if she's not using it consciously, I would suggest tuning into her. Tuning into herself,
mm-hmm.
and understanding how she works.
And also, I'd give her a wand, and so she could focus it consciously.
Ooh. Yeah, they're crystal wands.
Yeah,
which would really amplify it.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, it all happens here at One Mind Live. We've got all the solutions for this stuff.
But crystals are from the earth too, so that would be a really grounding thing as well. Mm. Focusing and grounding.
Mm.
So we're also in the lunar eclipse.
Indeed.
Which is the beginning of the eclipse season for 2017. It's just amazing. It amazes me that we're already in February and it's already, we're in the swing. Like, it's passing. We're in it. Mm. This lunar eclipse is all of those things that we were just talking about, really, really amplifying choices, amplifying the shadow, boosting that energy that we've already been seeing build up about saying no to unjust injustice,
mm-hmm.
And highlighting all of those things that we know Trump's doing.
Well, it's not. There's a
it's
whole,
not just Trump. We're allowed to say he is representing. I use him just as to represent.
There's a whole activation happening.
Well, especially with the whole justice system. And so, it's very appropriate that right now, because that's what's going on with Trump right now. It's him versus, the judicial system.
Right. I'm really not up to speed.
Well, no. And, look, some of our members might think Trump's cool. And the thing is that, really what's happening is a major irritation has occurred.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Change is being forced.
And an inflammation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of the ways, and I love following Kay Patcher, I've mentioned him before, he's an astrologer, and he's part of his message was to let go with grace.
Mm-hmm.
So like you were saying, Samo, clarity is really at the forefront now. You can trust your intuition, you can trust your what you're seeing, you can trust your interpretation of what you're seeing, and time to deal with it in a compassionate way. And as we evolve in this... some people say the fifth dimension, as we evolve and go through the third, fourth, and more into the fifth dimension and beyond, that is a frequency that is more heart-centered. So we're stepping out of the polarity, being for or against, and coming into this unity of understanding that when there's someone sick in the hoop of humanity, then we're all sick. So we all suffer.
And when someone's sick in humanity, we can all help cure that with heart-centeredness.
Yes, by looking at ourselves, by healing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everything that we're seeing out there is a reflection of inside in the unity consciousness. So, remembering those tips of staying grounded and staying in your heart will really help in these, because it's not going to slow down. Lots of people are saying 2017 is going to be the most positive year ever, and I think that's certainly possible.
I'm absolutely glad people are saying that.
Yeah.
Think it's more that it's going to be very, very turbulent. A lot of clearing out.
Maybe it'll be the kind of positive that you look back on and go,
have to go through that.
That was great.
I mean,
that was the best enema I ever had.
Exactly.
Yeah, not fun at the time, but looking back, it's like, I feel so much better. 2017 world enema.
Yep.
You heard it here, folks.
Yep.
You heard it here first. Yeah. I mean, I think that's true. Certainly in my life, everything that I've ever gone through that's caused the biggest growth and change has at the time felt like, no. Like the worst thing you can even imagine.
Yes.
I remember one particular one, which was kind of the one that pivoted me in a whole different direction in my life. Somebody saying that, offering that philosophical point of view, just thinking you're nuts.
Yeah.
There's no possible way I could ever look back on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at the worst, darkest moment of 2017, remember that you will look back on it.
Sure. I mean, we don't have enough time because look, the pre-session's nearly up.
Even if the good news is that you'll just look back on it.
More than happy to.
Yes, you'll be glad it's done.
Exactly. Yeah,
and peel out the things that were negative in my life but turned out to be really fabulous. So,
We can do some tapping for that.
Okay. Have you got your angle?
I do indeed.
Okay. We'll see you there. See you on the other side, folks.